Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fifth and final week of middle fall. I walked in the late afternoon with Bella, my border collie, and the temperature was mild, the sky streaked with high cirrus, the sun low and almost white, the woods floor bright with fresh chickweed, moneywort, buttercup, mint, henbit, garlic mustard, some waterleaf and leafcup all growing back. I listened to the wind and the high trees that sometimes shut out the sounds of the highway to the west. I heard the call of a pileated woodpecker. I came across a dead vole, sleek and fat, curled on the moss on top of a stone by the path. He looked as if he were sleeping, having found the perfect bed, oblivious to the daylight and to my presence. At the swamp, below the wet, dead trees, I found new dark green ragwort and dock and purple skunk cabbage and fresh watercress filling the clear streams. Bella and I walked across the spongy surface of the marsh on clumps of old grass and lanky thistles between the foliage of the April iris, the old stalks of ironweed, disheveled cattails, and the sprawling remnants of angelica. I remembered the wild ginger here in spring, cowslip and toad trillium in full bloom, buckeyes leafing out, the first phlox, toothwort and spring beauties, wild iris up and budding, ferns unraveling, purple and yellow and white violets everywhere. Uncovered by the disappearance of the canopy, time lay out so plain across the land. The absence of the flowers seemed to be more illusion than truth. The swamp was like the firmament, and its particles were earth stars that revolved around my memory and contained the soul of all those other seasons which preceded and which will follow this season. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of late fall. In the meantime, take a walk through the park or your yard through time.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.